Hello to all my lovely people and welcome to the blog today. I just want to, you know, say right quick, with everything that is happening right now in how we are affected, we all are affected in some sort of capacity. So I just want to send a prayer out to anyone and everyone that's affected by what's happening around the world, and just to tell everyone to, you know, be safe out there with what's happening. So, moving on, if this is your first time, I am glad you stopped by, and I hope you consider subscribing. If you are already part of the family, welcome back. So, hello friends. It's Monday, and where are you today? I work in Washington, D.C., but due to the recent events and everything that's going on, you got most of D.C. that's like closed for the next 2 weeks. Not necessarily closed, but they are on mandatory telework, which is kind of what my job is doing. It's some tomfoolery going on, so I ain't gonna get into all of that, but yeah, that's what's happening, you know, right now. But let's get on into today. And today is about, where am I? And I'm going to get more into that and talk about what that means and all that good stuff. So let's get started today. Okay, let me just say that right now, everything is kind of crazy. Grocery shopping is ridiculous. Forget finding anything. Running simple errands, that's stressful. I mean, we're kind of staying glued to, you know, the news outlets and trying to find out what's happening. On Sunday, I placed a grocery delivery to go pick up, and I can't pick it up till Tuesday. My daughter went to a neighborhood grocery store, and she's like, "Mommy, the shelves are clean. There is really not a lot out there." And that's probably the one thing, I guess, that's the scariest of how people are buying ridiculous quantities of things so the rest of us can't really get it because they're like hoarding stuff. So, you know, again, I just want to wish anyone who's going through this right now, you know, to be blessed and just stay positive. So yeah, I've been trying to keep busy and whatnot. There's a loneliness and a sadness that's attached to a lot of this, and I think a big reason why I feel the way I feel is my recent move. It kind of like, it feels like I'm under this storm cloud that any minute is going to burst. My home doesn't really seem like my home. I think I mentioned that before. It kind of feels like staying in a hotel. Like, my home does not seem like my home. And I know a big part of that is everything is in boxes and we're still getting settled. And I haven't bought any more furniture because I don't want to keep shopping at this time. It's just not really a good idea. So, you know, it kind of feels like trying to get a round peg, no, a square peg into a round hole. Like, nothing seems like exactly the way it's supposed to be. So, yeah, it is kind of what it is. I think also too, my last place, I was really big in decorating and hanging things. And, right now my walls are kind of bare, and, it just, I don't know, it kind of feels like there's no life around me. This home doesn't feel really warm to me yet and inviting. It's kind of like being in limbo. And, you know, I don't want anyone to get it twisted and mistake that for me not being grateful. I am grateful every day for my station in life and where I am. And I thank God for this beautiful home and, you know, my job, and I know that I am blessed, but my mind is not really settled, I guess. So I'm just working on, you know, studying my Bible, taking care of myself. I'm still, you know, photographing things and taking pictures and working on upcycles and crafts. Just trying to, you know, settle my mind in doing things that bring me joy and bring me happiness. And this just allows my mind and my body to be at peace. And with that, today I'm kind of, you know, again, just like lamenting, you know, this process and where I am. And, you know, I, it's kind of a strange thing to kind of be in this weird position here, but not here, present, but vacant. Just getting used to where the mailbox is. Just all sorts of kind of weird little idiosyncrasies that I'm feeling. And again, I know a lot of this has to do with, you know, the move. And I think the dealings with my landlord and the way in which that I had to move was really harder on me than what I thought it was. I really had a hard time. And I think it affected me. It affected me a lot more than I thought it was. And it kind of still sits on me. I feel like I haven't really taken off that stress coat yet. I feel like it's kind of just hanging here and sitting on me. But yeah, that's basically, there's no talking points today. You know, it's just, it's a whole lot going on, and I just wanted to, you know, get on here right quick and just, you know, give another small update about, you know, what's happening and, you know, just the realization of everything that's going on, and to also me and my place in it, and how me and my family is kind of dealing with everything that's happening, because these are things that you don't think you'll see in your lifetime. These are things that you see on television. And I think I mentioned to a coworker of mine, because, you know, I think I even saw something on the news that it talked about people that are shut in for a long time, and there's something that kind of goes to your psyche when you're shut in. Now, mind you, I've not been here a long time. I've only been here since Friday. Yeah, because like I said, there's some tomfoolery going on at work, because they went over with us about face-to-face meetings and how we were kind of, for the next 2 weeks, probably into the next month, not really having any more face-to-face meetings, using WebEx and, you know, conference calls and things like that to still get work done. But, and my job has been pretty solid about telling people what they should do, but at no point in time have they ever said, we're closing, not closing, but we're putting everyone on mandatory telework status. And the reason for that is because our network cannot handle the amount of people that would be on it. So you have people in teams, and it's like, you do realize that people are not going to deal with this Teams BS. We have schools that are closing, colleges that are basically ending the semester. So you have people trying to deal with a whole mess of issues, and work, they're thankful that they have it, but it's kind of the last things on their brain. They're not worried about, well, can I log in? Can I log in? I'm not on the team today. I'm not scheduled. Does that mean I need to come in? There is no coming in. The commuter bus, which I take into work every day, is going to a Saturday schedule, which means for me, it doesn't run at all, because my bus runs rush hour only. So, you know, I'm glad that there are measures that everyone is taking, so we, you know, feel safe. But I just don't think that they prepared all that well. So again, that's a whole other issue. I don't want to get all up into that. It's just, I don't know. Like I said, I feel like I'm in this like blue funk. I really do. I think maybe some sunny days or spring coming might help with that. But I'm trying to, you know, read a lot and just figure out how I can kind of pull myself out of this mood where I'm doing things, but I'm kind of doing them because I'm just going through the motions. And I know eventually that these things will, you know, make me happy. So I keep doing them. But yes, it's kind of like that. But, excuse me, y'all. But yeah, that's just kind of my process and, you know, what's happening right now. Yeah, so with that, I will probably close this out. I do apologize. It kind of has no format. Excuse me. And it is really kind of all over the place. But again, just a quick update, nothing too long. You know, nothing too heavy, just to say, hey, like everyone else, Waitha struggles too. You know, I have problems. And it's been no secret that, you know, I previously talked about here that I suffered from clinical depression, and I still do. It is something that never really goes away. It's kind of under the surface, and sometimes things trigger it, and I just think that this is like my move in dealing with that landlord and her attitude and everything that's happening has kind of triggered some of that. So you know, I don't want to undo all of God's work here. And again, I will end with something that I read or that I interpreted from Psalm 8, verse 2. And Psalm 8, verse 2 basically says, through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence them, to silence the foe and the avenger. And I work through like kind of what that means, but I basically wrote down this phrase to kind of just keep that in my pocket and carry it with me. But what I gather from that, and I hope it will help you all as you try to go out and face your day, is that God will sustain you with his unseen hand in the midst of profound weakness. So again, y'all, I hope that helps you in some sort of way, whatever little bitty way it is. And you could just keep that right on in your hip pocket and carry that around with you. So I know I said I'm ending before. I have a really bad habit with that, but I'm going to end this right here. And again, thanks for hanging with me today. And again, if you haven't subscribed to Life by Waitha, please subscribe. I'm normally not all over the place. I usually have it somewhat together, but yeah, come on, join the family, because I would love to have you at my virtual table. And as I close this out today, and as I always say, know thyself.